This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
For you bankers out there, sign up for the ABA webinar tomorrow afternoon or the ICBA, Independent Community Bankers Association webinar on Thursday. I'm looking forward to doing that presentation. Going to be doing lots of sharing of a lot of ideas. And one of those ideas I shared with Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, and that's not just an expression. He has now got a PhD. So we're glad to have you here, Andy.
Thanks, Dave. Happy to be here for sure.
Good barbecue, and I was encouraged by what you looked at some of my stuff on the 5 IQs that I'll be sharing with, and you go, oh, this is good. You need to trademark that. I like that. Thank you.
No, it's very, very good. I very much liked the slides, the up and the down, and then the perspective of generational preferences. So that was also very, very good. Yeah. So if you want to know what we're talking about, you got to sign up for his webinar. So, Dave, we were talking, well, today you're talking about M&A with Pete.
Yes.
So I wanted to highlight some of that. Now, some of what I'm going to say is valuable. It's not like Alice's public service announcement to help all of the employees of the company and all the women do better. So it's hard to follow what Alan said. So I'll be a little bit more technical, maybe not as technical as Alan.
Well, PhD should be technical. So that's our expectation. Doctor,
so let me jump into M&A. So the hot topic today is M&A, and so my topics are on M&A. So first off, I was just curious, Dave, do you have a crystal ball?
Yeah, but it's got a lot of snow that flies. I shake it, it's snow in it, and a snowman.
See, that's part of the challenge with M&A, is that a merger and acquisition transaction is looking into the future. But we're also looking into the past and then guessing about what could be. It's like we're looking for the pot of gold at the end of the runway. We're looking for the unicorns running around in the field at the end of the rainbow. So looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So the challenge with any M&A transaction is uncertainty. Uncertainty is the evil aspect of M&A. We hate uncertainty. Businesses hate uncertainty. Overcoming uncertainty is a significant challenge, and that's what we try to accomplish, and that's why accounting is so important in these types of events, and even preparing for a future potential might happen M&A. The way that we help reduce uncertainty is by having details, have lots of granular information that is used to help manage the business. Now, ultimately, a sustainable merger and acquisition transaction is like an arranged marriage. Notice, not just a marriage, it's like an arranged marriage. Sustainable M&As are like arranged marriage where the family looks at the family dynamics, the life history, the culture, and then puts that all together. But then the price of the M&A is driven by future profit. That's the thing that makes the money. Where's the money come from? Sustainability is about culture. Profitability is about the price. So profit measurement comes from accounting. And as we all know, accounting is the language of business. So you got to have good accounting. So how to do this? Thinking about doing it in a year, what do you want to do? You want to position yourself for good M&A. It's all about operational dynamics and financial performance. So a well-run organization is able to provide, you know, expansive performance reports. How did you do? What's your turn time by underwriter? What's your apt to close by originator? What's your fallout by branch? What's your fallout by originator? All this stuff is super important, along with loan-level profitability. What's your profit by originator? What's your profit by branch? What's your profit by product? All this stuff you got to know. If you know all this stuff, you're going to be a well-managed organization, and that's going to really help with an M&A transaction, because the more you know about yourself, the more easily the buyer can learn about you. And that's essential. That helps to minimize the uncertainty, because you can show a buyer, hey, look, I have all these tracking reports. I've done all this process improvement. I have all this profitability. I manage branches by profitability. I know which ones are great. So if the more well-run a company is, the better the M&A transaction's going to be and the higher the price. So reducing uncertainty increases the price. Demonstrating stable revenue increases the price. Also, having robust governance, having somebody who watches. So when management is accountable to somebody, board of directors, board of advisors, whatever it is, the family get together once a month, whatever it is, accountability helps to drive performance and helps to reduce uncertainty. Those are always really important. Now, here's the mistake people make. Rapidly increasing volume, adding a whole mess of branches, significantly changing up your operational design, all that increases uncertainty. And that will actually reduce the M&A price. That's bad. You don't want to grow rapidly. You want to have a nice steady pace and have really clean operations with good performance data. Point ultimately is great accounting and operation performance reports will help in an M&A transaction, and the more the buyer knows, the more likely you are to have a price. If you can avoid a substantial uncertainty discount, your price will be higher. Those are just facts. That's how it is. That's how it works. Ultimately, it comes down to certainty and cash flows. And I stayed under 4 minutes. Paul will be excited. I watched my timer. He told all the speakers, be sure to set your timer. Everybody stay under 5 minutes. And I did.
Stay under 5 minutes. Set your timer. You did it. Awesome job. And I might throw in, when it comes to M&A, if you're looking to know what your company is worth, the Profit Doctor, he has more letters behind his name than he has letters in his name. He's a CPA, CFF, what else? PhD.
MBA, MSML, and most importantly, CMB, Certified Mortgage Banker.
Banker, yes. And now PhD. So very good. That's
thanks, Dave.
More, I always love teasing you. More letters behind your name that's in your name. Anyway, good job. Appreciate that. We're going to add that to our show notes. Make sure we cover that. Appreciate it, Andy Shell. If you want to get a hold of more wisdom, Andy does do some. They're the only person we refer to when it comes to valuations. What your company's worth. It's Andy Shell and Chuck Klein. They do a great job. Chuck does a lot of M&A. Give him a shout out. He does a great job as well. So a lot of activity in that. Appreciate you being here and listening to another podcast from Looking on Lending. Hope you have a great week. A special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, the Velma, as well as KnowledgeCoop and Vidyard and AI Assist. Folks, thanks so much for being here and being a part of the podcast this week. Share it with others. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.